When my newspaper column came to an end on Tuesday, it just seemed like it needed a last word, a farewell from me to all the people who let me into their lives over the years. These last 20 years have been too damn good, too filled with kindness and humor and a spirited kind of madness to be simply left behind with tattered ends as I head off into unemployment. I wasn't able to write a final farewell column because of my abrupt departure from the Journal on Tuesday. I wanted to because I'm so damn grateful for the opportunity to talk and hear stories and maybe, just maybe, write something that connects people in the best possible way. So I really appreciate Rhode Island Public Radio giving me the chance to write the last one. And I even get to put it on the radio to talk it into the public conversation. It was on a March day in 1994 that then executive editor Joel Rossin asked me if I wanted to take over the local column. He was offering me the best job on the paper. And his only instruction to me then was, I want to hear Rhode Island talking. In the years since, I've had one fine time settling in with people who have fought their battles and suffered their losses and cherished their victories. I have talked to veterans of a half dozen wars about the bonds no one else understands. I talked with a woman who was out on the street with three children when one man's kindness put a roof over her head and allowed her to realize her dream of becoming a nurse. I talked to a woman who sat in her public housing apartment with an ankle bracelet on because she had let her gambling addiction drive her to stealing from the bank she worked for. During a wonderful trip to Vietnam in 2003, I talked to the man who pulled John McCain from the lake in the middle of Hanoi because he knew it was the right thing to do. And I talked to a woman who had given her life to caring for her son, ravaged by the Agent Orange dropped by American planes, in their tiny one-room house in the village of Dong Ha. I talked to people fighting to hold families together in the insane world of guns and drugs. And I've accepted generous checks from people who read about somebody in need and wanted to help. Sure, I've jumped the tracks now and then, gone a little crazy about the war in Iraq, the howling crazies of the gun culture. I've vented on the evils of technology and the sordid hustle of casinos. I've been allowed to be a smartass in the newspaper, and I hope I didn't abuse the privilege. But I've tried to keep Joel Rossin's basic instruction in mind, and I want to thank all the people who sat down and told their stories and helped us understand. It's been a privilege, and I will miss it.